Psalm 89, verses 3 and 4 say this, "I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations." Today, we have a choice to make in the midst of the hard seasons of our life. Yet ours is a little easier than Ethan's choice. The choice to worship, the choice to tell others, the choice to trust God's word. The psalm writer Ethan was hoping to see the fulfillment of the covenant made to David. His hope was in the fulfillment of the future of the covenant. Our hope today is in the one who actually fulfilled the covenant. Ethan was hoping and waiting and holding on to a promise, but today we are hoping and holding on to the person who fulfilled the promise. We'll dive into this more in the days to come as we consider the Davidic covenant and how it impacts the church. But our reason to worship no longer is just because God made a promise, but rather God kept a promise. The offspring has been established, and the offspring of David is Jesus. And the throne was established forever when Christ rose from the dead and sat down at the right hand of God. So friends, this is our confidence. And there might be some out there listening today who need to know this. The gospel story of Jesus is not just one story in the Bible that is full of other stories. The story of Jesus has a long buildup in the Old Testament. God made promises of a future king, a future prophet who would redeem and lead his chosen people. And that king and prophet is Jesus. But the Bible is not just the story of Jesus. It's the story of us as well, and that we were broken, sinful people who had rejected the king. We have chosen our own ways. We have made idols out of ourselves and out of everything else that God has created. And yet, God sent a king to conquer our sinfulness and idolatry. And the command given to all people everywhere is to repent and have Jesus as your king. This is the gospel that we put our hope in. This is the gospel that gives us reason to worship. This is the gospel that gives us reason to trust God's word. And this is the reason why we share it with all people, because it is for all people. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember Donnie Parrish, Executive Director of LifeWord Ministries.